Welcome to another episode of Fangy and Fonty. This is my host, Oshi Woshi. There's Kiri Weary, and I'm Voicey Voice Voice.
Voicey Voice Voice.
Voicey Voice Voice.
Oshi Woshi.
Because finding out if anyone talking about me on Slack chats like voice and voice and voice. Everyone, to another episode of Fangs and Fonts. It's me, Ocean, and I have with me
Voice
and Kiri.
And we're so glad that you guys took the time out of your day, made a decision to listen to this podcast, because that's right, today we're talking about character agency.
Yay!
It's that thing that stories should have and everyone forgets, and then you remember and go, right, I should have put that in my story. Or when you read a story and you're like, why is this story so bad? Then you realize, oh, right, there's no character agency in that.
And then you go, what's character agency?
And then you go, I know, I'll listen to that podcast that talks about it, and maybe I'll learn about it.
So character agency is kind of a unique thing because Ocean and I came across the concept of agency at the same point, which was when Chipotle reviewed Abandoned Places and brought up character agency, to which we kind of went, what?
What's that? And then when you learn what it is, you go, oh, that makes perfect sense. Why did I never think about that?
So the review itself, I'll just read an excerpt from it here. He says, before I start, a digression. Writers and critics sometimes talk of agency, a term of art which refers to how much control a character has over their own destiny. A protagonist must actively make a decision that leads to the climax. It may be a bad decision, it may be a good decision that fails, but it's a decision. In horror, characters may spend a lot of time reacting to the horrific, but that doesn't let them off the hook. Run from the monster until you get eaten doesn't count as agency. Except perhaps for the monster. And then he ends up coming back after the fact of the story. But that's generally the concept, is that the characters are actually making decisions in relation to the plot of your story to further it to the end.
So basically, I think the easiest way of saying is, to me, agency is your character making decisions that affects or drives the plot.
Yeah.
Simple thing, right?
Exactly.
It's just the character is like, I have a problem. How will I go around, you know, going about it? Do I cross the river? Do I climb the tower? You know, it's something really, honestly, it's fundamental, and yet something that so many of us forget to put in our stories. I think if you're a plotter, it's a little bit harder to remember to put it in there versus a pantser, because generally the pantser are letting the characters drive the stories. And so when your character is driving the story, they're obviously making decisions. They're like, let's go this way, let's go that way. Now, that's not to say that agency means that your characters can never react to something. Sometimes the antagonist of the story takes hold of the agency and creates a conflict in which the main characters must react, right? But they can also react in a way that is agency, right? If there's an issue and they just decide to ignore it, that could later bite them in the ass. That can be agency in a sense, right? If they're told, oh, you know, we should watch that fire over there, it could get out of control. And they're like, no, I have to go over here and deal with this. And then they come back and that fire came out of control. Well, that's a new conflict they introduced by deciding themselves as the character not to tackle.
And the fact of having that agency, of having them make these decisions that do drive the plot, be they good, be they bad, kind of creates a certain amount of relatability between the reader and the story and the characters. And we've all seen it when you're watching a really good movie or whatnot, where you're sitting there going, why is this person making this decision? I would never do that.
No, don't look in the closet. No, don't separate.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of those things where it creates a relatability, and a really good story will sit there and you'll understand why that character is making that decision to further the plot and the agency of the story. Whereas in a bad story, they'll just make a decision and you'll be like, why the heck did they do this? This seems very out of character for them. This doesn't necessarily work, or it won't have any relevance to the agency or plot.
I feel like this is one of the things that's so central to good stories that we almost glaze over it half the time. And again, like I mentioned before, it's one of those things you realize when it's not there, it sticks out like a sore thumb. But when it is there, everything seems fine and you don't even really think about it. We had a prime example of this at RAR for me and my fellow writers there, is that We did our first review session, where we did the first review sessions, and all of us, I remember, talking about different aspects of the story, and then Kyle and Ryan got up and went, your story has no agency, your story has no agency. And you, and we're all just like, right, that's a thing.
That's okay.
And they had even mentioned at the beginning, like, when you do reviews, talk about character agency. And once we all, after the first set of reviews, after they pointed out, like, no agency, no, like, none of you have agency. The majority of us were like, right, der. Immediately that affected the whole rest of the week. Because one was, we're writing our next stories, we're like, gotta make sure we've got agency, gotta make sure we have agency. And then all the reviews we're giving out, we're like, I'm watching for agency now.
Yeah. And that's one of those things, and that's why this kind of brought it to our attention, this review, is because, as we said, Ocean and I had no idea about what agency was, and then as soon as Chipotle pointed it out, it was just like that, oh.
It's that light bulb moment.
That's like, what that thing is.
Oh, yeah. It's a der.
Yeah. But again, it's, as Ocean says, it's one of those things where you may not know the name of it, but you can recognize it. And in doing some of the reviews that I've done over the last few years, every so often I'll come across a novel where there's very little agency, and I end up finding that I can't relate to the character because of it, because it just seems like they're not doing anything in the entirety of the book. They're almost makes them passive.
That's exactly what it is. If your character does not have agency, then your character has no stakes in the story. They're just a cardboard cutout on rails. It is the plot enacting on your character rather than your character enacting on the plot. Your character is not pushing the plot around, making choices. The plot is just saying, go left, and they go left.
It's, go right, yeah, go right. On rails. That's a very good way of putting it.
Mm-hmm. Like, we know plot comes from conflict, right? We have a rising action, we have conflicts, and we're looking for a resolution by the end of it. And that conflict comes from, like, other than the initial setup, which is still could be a choice, is what is that rising action? Is your character making the choices as they try to solve this problem? And if you even want to go a step further, you can make that initial conflict a choice the character made to begin, a bad choice that they made, where that just snowballed into this larger problem that is the overarching story, that they now must make more choices, whether it's two steps forward and one step back, to try to overcome this own issue of their own machinations.
And the reason that's so important is because, well, literally, we do it every day of our life. We make choices that affect ourselves, and we've all had those ones where you make the bad decision and it just appears as if it's snowballing, and you're
I shouldn't
like,
have had nachos.
Why did I do this? Why is this?
Not at my grandmother's funeral.
Oh no.
And the bathroom's broken, but
yeah.
But it is important to note that having your character make choices does not also mean they have agency. Because if, again, we go back to food, right?
Yeah.
You're like, my next scene, my character is going to go to a restaurant. And at the restaurant, you're like, are they going to have the pasta or the steak? Oh, what are they going to do? Well, they made the choice to have pasta. Great. Did it do anything to your plot? No. The plot carried on the same way. Well, then that wasn't agency.
Yeah.
That was not a decision that was meaningful or impactful. So when talking about agency, you also have to make sure those decisions the character makes are something that's impactful, that it has substance, that actually pushes and pulls the characters and the story around them.
That's the thing with agency, is we spent the time trying to figure out exactly what it was, and it was just, like, even now, like, it's still one of those things where you're like, you know it, but...
See, I disagree with that. And what?
Oh, I was going to say, like, with agency, I hear you guys explaining it and everything, giving it a definition, but the best way that I think of it is as kind of like pornography. It's like, I can't really define it or say like, yes, this is what agency is. This is how it works. This is where you need to have it or why you don't need to have it. It's just a matter of like, I know it when I see it. And I know I feel the loss when it's not there. The story will feel flat to me. But for now, I haven't really been able to say, this character has agency, or this character is doing this. Most of the time when I describe a lack of agency without using those words, it's like I'll say the story feels as if the character was just pushed or pulled along by the plot. And looking at what Chuck Wendig said, it's like the character has motivations all of their own, and they're more active than being reactive. Like, they'll push on the plot more than the plot pushes on them. And he goes on to say that the story exists because of the character, without the character, there would be no story.
So one of my favorite examples of showing a character using their agency is in Stranger Than Fiction. When he's not sure what to do in the story, and the professor is like, you know what? Do nothing. Do nothing. If you're in a book, the book will try to come to you. And so for the whole day, he just sits in his apartment and just watches TV. And then the phone starts ringing. And then he just ignores it. Not going to answer it, right? And then, like, mail starts coming in through his mail slot, right? And he's just like, no, I'm not going to pick it up. I'm just going to sit here and do nothing. And then until, like, half of his house is ripped away, the whole time the plot has been trying to push him to move. But he has used his agency the entire time to go, no, I am not going to progress this any further at all.
No, that is actually very good. I hadn't actually thought of that in that scene in the movie.
Well, and then if you continue on to the movie, to the climactic scene, which I will not spoil, but the character makes a very strong decision about what to do. They know what the consequences of their actions are, and then they make their choice, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it is literally the character is going, I'm going to do this, and they do it, right? If you have a story where the plot does not, like, if the character decision has nothing, doesn't that go back to the Indiana Jones problem, where it turns out that everything he did not matter?
Ow.
They would have found the Ark of the Covenant. They would have opened it anyways and still melted off their faces.
I hadn't thought of it like that. But I was just thinking in relation to the agency, Lord of the Rings, Frodo's decision that, well, all these people together, I'll just carry the ring to Mordor. That's the entire friggin' plot of the book based off of his decision. He knows that it's going to suck and he still decides, I'm going to do this. And through all of Lord of the Rings, there's huge agency moments where the character, and I think that's probably why the book is as successful as it is there's huge decisions that characters go through in the book for one reason or another to just kind of drive the plot and push the plot. And
it develops characters. Yeah. You get character development by doing this. You put them into a new stimuli and you have them react to it in a sense where they push the plot in another direction, right?
Right.
And like you said, it can't be passive. It can't be them just going, well, I had two roads to go, but now one's been blocked off, so I guess I'll just go the other way.
Well,
that's not a decision.
Going
that's
back just, onto the rails, it's like yeah. running a being in a role-playing campaign, and if your DM decided everything you did,
yeah,
all you did was fight battles, and oh, you come to a fork in the road, one of them's blocked, can't get past it, gotta take the right fork.
Well, then why did you put a fork in my road?
Exactly.
You try to give me an illusion of choice, but it's not there.
Wait, can I blow up the road? Can I use my powers and move the rocks in the road?
But I almost have an issue sometimes with stories where you find out they had a choice and they made a decision, and then you find out it was actually the illusion of choice and that was the twist.
Yeah.
That's never a satisfying twist to me, generally. That's usually just something that makes me mad.
I know. I'm sitting here thinking about the last story I wrote because I've been in a bit of a writing slump. And there's this important point where they're like going through this ritual ceremony in which usually my character wins the ceremony, and when they win the ceremony, they're able to sacrifice their opponent. And I realized that my character did not have the agency as opposed to her opponent, because the opponent had a choice. It's like, I could either do A and follow things as they've always been done, or I could do B and set off this whole chain of reaction. And I'm wondering if it's like, Will it become apparent in this story that the main character had no agency right there? They were just being pulled along, but the villain or the antagonist of the story had more agency.
And that's an interesting thing in any story that has more than one character, which is all of them, I don't know, the majority of them, is that if you have other characters, you have to be careful because they all have their own agency. If you have a, go back to your D&D example, mm-hmm. right? If you have five character party and one of them is the paladin and he just makes all the decisions, well, now you've just downgraded the issue from the DM making all your decisions to the party leader just makes all the decisions and everyone else just follows behind them and fights.
Yeah.
Right? The dynamic usually with a good role-playing group for D&D is that you're all making decisions. You're all doing whatever you want. If the whole party's like, oh, hey, let's all go to the party, and this guy's like, no, I'm going to stab this guy in an alley. That's that guy going that and forcing the party. He's taking their agency and going, I'm going to do this. How are you guys going to react to it?
Yeah.
So again, with yours, the antagonist is taking all the agency out of the story until the protagonist at the end gets to make a decision. decision. I'm not sure if that's correct or not or what you want to do, but it's something that you have to take into consideration in balancing the agency between not only between an antagonist and a protagonist, but any other characters that have importance in your story.
Yeah.
You have that look of, I learned something today.
Yeah, I told you this is something I'm like, I'm like the dog on the internet. I have no idea what I'm doing.
But the more you hear about it and think about it, it's just kind of, well, yeah.
Yeah. It's more like, yeah.
That's what I find amazing. It's one of those things where it's like, yeah, we talk about conflict and characters, and you're like, yeah, well, that's a perfect sense. And then you're like, well, what's agency? And it's like,
I don't know.
And then, well, your story didn't have any. Well, how? Why not? I have characters, I have conflict. And you're like, well, do you have them meshing in such a way that your character is creating this conflict, creating more conflicts for themselves, like slowly making and resolving conflicts?
Well, and that's one of the things that I brought up later in our notes is one of my more favorite light novels and anime is Konosuba. And the main character is a neat. So just, he's a lazy stay at home, doesn't have a job, doesn't contribute to society. And he gets transported to a fantasy world. It's an isekai novel. And he carries it over. Like, when he actually has money in the thing, like after they do some major bounties, he's just like, I want to stay in the mansion. I just want to stay on the couch. I don't want to do anything. He's like, I'm just going to, he has a high luck stat. He's like, I'm just going to let my luck go and all that. But his party is so filled with unique, messed up characters that they steal the agency from him and thus create situations that thus he's now forced to get his agency back and react to. And that drives the entirety of the plot, which kind of goes back to the movie you had mentioned. And it's one of the things that makes it so awesome is just because all these characters have such uniquely weird things that you're just like, oh my god, of course that character's going to do that. And it builds them until it comes back to him. And then he builds as he tries to react because he feels sorry that everyone else has to deal with these crazy party members of his. But just, it makes me think to those stories where I have read where you're just like, this character is doing nothing. This character is spending the entire story being pushed along by the plot. And
that's one of the most frustrating stories I get in my slush pot is when I read a story and I'm like, why do I care?
Yeah.
Why the character is just walking around and things are happening around them. And they're like, oh, that sucks. Oh no, that's pretty bad too. And the whole time I'm like, why do I care? This character is not doing anything. You will have a character and it will look like they are struggling or experiencing conflict, but really they're just a narrator. And that's a really big difference that sets a real character and a narrator apart is agency. A narrator is just going to tell you the story. A character is going to live it. And so I'll get a story where a character they'll be in the scene, but really they're watching someone else go through this hardship, go through conflicts and emotions and break down and build themselves up and go through all this crap. And by the end of the story, I'm kind of like, why didn't we get the story from that person's perspective?
Yeah.
That is the person with all the agency. I want to read that story. I don't care about this character that just stood here and got the easy route out and went, oh, my life was so hard. I had to watch them deal with all this crap. When it's like, you just sat here. You just sat here and watched it all. I want to know what's going through that person's head. And they disappeared for half the story and then came back because of this event. And you're like, oh, poor me. I'm still struggling.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I don't. I want to read an interesting story where the main character is making big decisions and they're pushing their motivations into the plot and the plot is pushing back and they're just having this battle between themselves.
Well, there's so many movies and there's so many books where that happens, where you'll have some characters that go off on a quest or an adventure off on the side and they come back and they're like, oh yeah, this happened and we did this and we decided this, and you're just like, why didn't you follow them?
Why didn't you just tell me that story?
Yeah.
Like, let me experience rather than tell. Like, that is the telling versus showing, I think, at the prime example.
Yeah.
But you will get these, I'm sure you've gotten these stories in your slush pile where you're reading the story and you're like, K. And then maybe you get to the end and you're like, oh, the big conflict's about to happen. What's the main character going to do? And then something else comes in, solves the conflict, and then that's the end of the story. It's a deus ex machina, right?
Yeah.
Deus ex machina is a prime example of a character without agency.
That's one thing I wish people would understand when submitting to me is, like, do not put a deus ex machina ending into the story, or I will be very, very unimpressed. If there's one thing in all the world of writing, it's deus ex machina endings. And I've used them before. I'm not perfect, but, and that's the thing is, I mean, I've put them in where it's just like, the things get solved a little bit too easy. I would like to think that I don't fully do the whole God and the Machine aspect where it's just, you know, waves their hand and whatnot and it's solved.
Well, but when it happens, you just took everything that just happened, all the stakes, yeah, all the motivations, and just sucked them out into a vacuum and went, none of that matters.
Exactly.
Are you entertained? Are you not entertained? And you're like, no! Well, you built me up on this path and then went, psych!
And that's the thing, is your characters have
to... You Rickrolled me at the end!
you want the characters... When you reach that climax, you want it to feel as if your characters deserved that climax. And the only way you're going to get that is if they have agency. If they have sat there and made decisions, sometimes all the time hard decisions, to sit there and fight their way to that climax. So when they get their happy ever after or their ultimate end and everyone cries, is because you've watched them make those decisions and you've fallen in love with them for their decisions and you know them as a character because of their decisions. And that's the thing, is that's one of the easiest ways to build character development. So that's one of the things with character development, is one of the easiest things to do is looking at a character's choices. And as we've always heard, action speaks louder than words. So if a character is acting a certain way and deciding certain things a certain way, you can tell a lot about a character. If character A needs to save his mom because she needs blood because she's a vampire, is he going to open his own wrist or is he going to kill the cute puppy?
Yeah.
His mom's saved either way.
Or is he just going to wait until his mom dies?
Yeah. And then take over her kingdom.
In that sense, almost inaction can be some agency, right? And that's where I think it starts to get a little tricky, is when is inaction actually not being passive, right? When it's more, I'm ignoring the problem, which actually makes the problem worse,
So
I think if you look at it away and go, if they don't react to this, or if they don't take action on this, will something happen because of that? If not, then that's not agency.
Through us talking, there's a story that came to mind, and I was kind of pondering until this moment about whether or not the character had agency. And to sum the story up, is basically the guy is on Mars or one of the other planets, and basically something's happened and the old great old ones have been released, and he is just walking through the colony as shit falls apart and people are melting on the street and turning into weird creatures or things, and he's literally just going about his day, going back to his apartment as stuff falls apart, until the end where he gets approached by a messenger, and I don't really remember the ending, but I was kind of sitting there going like, well, is there any agency on that? But from what you just talked about, the fact that he is deciding not to do anything, he is just basically going, the only way he's going to stay sane is just to continue his life as stuff reality breaks down and he sees his neighbors, his friends, you know, turn into creatures or basically just warp into abominations of space and time. That's still his choice. That's still his choice to be inactive instead of reacting to what's going around.
But is it pushing on the plot?
That's the thing, is I'm trying to remember what the plot of it was, or if it was just a merry jaunt through this.
Just let me tell you about this cool world I've built.
World breaking down because of something, and I wish I knew what the ending was, because I'm sure that would solve it.
Because I think that's where we need to break it down, is how can you tell if it is character agency or not? Like, I think first is the kind of the basic is, are they deciding on something? Are they doing something? Are they taking an action, or are they, it's kind of hard when you say reaction, because reaction can also be an action.
Yeah.
You know, if you slap me in the face and my reaction is to punch you in the face, that's still an action.
But it's not necessarily agency.
Depends.
Yeah, that's the thing, is it depends. Is it furthering the plot?
Yeah. And that's how the bloody fight began. And they never talk to each other ever again.
And Kiri still cries at night. Such a good friendship lost.
But yeah, how can we check to make sure that our characters have agency, they're making meaningful decisions, and that, like, yeah, it's not the illusion of choice.
Asking what the character wants. Like, what is motivating the character to go after what they want? And is there an alternative that could sway them towards something else?
Can you give an example?
Off the top of my head, no, because I guess I'm kind of on the spot. But if we check in later, check back in with me, Ocean, and I'll have one for you.
Or we can go back to the food example, whereas a person walks up to the restaurant and decides, what am I going to eat?
Mm-hmm.
Does it matter?
No.
If it unless it does. But if it doesn't matter, then what's the point? But meanwhile, if he's struggling to decide if he's going to, you know, he has just found out his boyfriend is cheating on him. Is he going to shoot him?
Mm.
Or
did something change?
Yeah.
When they made a decision, did something change? And that might also, that might not be apparent right off the bat, right? Again, going back to the example of deciding to ignore something or not do action to something. It may seem at the beginning, well, like, that doesn't matter until finally you come back later and it's snowballed out of control or something.
I guess I do have an example here. If we're going back to the story that I spoke of earlier. We have the main character. She's at this crux where I guess you could say that her eyes have been open to a situation. She has the choice of where she can pretty much stay the course, which is her going with the plot, or she can act on it in her way and do what she wants. In this case, it's like instead of sacrificing the guys who's opposing her, she decides instead to sleep with them because that's what she's feeling at the moment. She feels as if it's a waste. She feels as if it's a waste to have something so, I don't want to say voluptuous, but someone so bountiful to her, something so arousing to her, to just sacrifice him to dead gods.
My favorite topic.
Dead gods.
So one of the things I came across when I was doing my research for this episode was an example of how to check your agency. And the quote from the website was, the best way to check if your characters have agency is to think about replacing them with another character. If you replace Batman with the Joker, would events still play out the same way? Would they still do the same thing? Would it make sense? While the wider plot might stay the same, the princess gets rescued from the dragon, the individual methods should vary and the interactions between the characters should be different. And that's actually a good way of kind of making sure is if you do swap out your characters, if nothing changes, again, back to the food thing.
I was going
to
say, that's our same method for do your species matter?
Yeah, actually, that is very true.
If your fox now becomes a bear or a walrus, does anything matter?
Well, yeah. Because
that's a good reason. That's a good thing, though. Like, if I just swap this character with another character and nothing would change, then perhaps my character is a piece of cardboard.
Yeah.
Which, too, could be because they don't have agency. Because agency is another thing that creates those three-dimensional characters. Because it's taking their motivations and dreams and desires and putting force into them, right? Like, sure, you could say my character loves the smell of coffee in the morning. They enjoy golf. And they have a super, super secret fear of ketchup.
Yeah.
And you're like, cool. And then none of that plays out in the story at all or has anything to do with the story. That's fine. You still built up a character.
Yeah.
But you didn't translate it into character agency, right? Unless suddenly they, you know, part of the plot is they have to, a ketchup truck crashes on a highway and they can't save the guy because he's covered in ketchup. And they're like, no, ketchup, anything but ketchup. Why couldn't you have been relish?
Well,
you know, at that point, then you're taking it the step further from this character you've developed and you're giving them, look, you can save this guy, but to do it, you have to get over your ketchup fear.
Well, I mean, how many stories have we read in slush piles and in some cases published novels where you're just like, this character is uninteresting and not really special. Like, it's just a guy.
If you're reading that story and I go, okay, pause, and I put my hand over the book and I go, tell me three things about this character right now.
Yeah.
And if you can't, you know, they're a guy and he lives with this dude and like, no. Tell me something interesting. Like, you know.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know. Or like, it's again, a lot of this just kind of blends in with character crafting. But if I stop you and go, how would this character react to this situation? Mm-hmm. If you're not really able to at least kind of, well, they might do this, or just like,
well,
that should tell you how much agency they're reflecting.
Go back to the Lord of the Rings example. What if Gandalf took the ring?
What if bloop, bloop, done.
Oh, yes. You know.
That was easy.
What if it was Sam instead of Frodo who took the ring?
Yeah.
Like, just even that, like, they traveled together, but even that one simple thing would be completely, as you say, completely different. Mm-hmm. And again, this goes back to, as you said, character creation and character development, where because two people won't do the same thing for the same event, that's when you can start telling your people apart. And this goes back into, well, how do I tell when got two characters talking and he said, he said, he said, he said. And well, how do I break that? And it's just their actions and the way they speak.
Yeah.
And it's like, again, this goes through, they've all had
different... giving them an actual voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this agency gives them another kind of voice, because if you sit there and switch out your characters, then yeah, good God, I hope they would handle the situation differently, because yeah, I really wouldn't want to read a story otherwise.
Yeah. No, I kind of like that, that another definition of agency is character motivations given force.
Yeah.
And they're using that force against the plot or against another character's agency.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Because that's sort of what
questions gives... from the peanut gallery.
Because really, that's one of the reasons why you get engaging antagonists, is because your antagonists have got their own agency because they're developed antagonists. They mm-hmm. have their own decisions that they've made. They've pushed the plot in their own way, and that's what makes them interesting. Like,
if you look at the very basic, and this isn't even saying you have a good antagonist, the classic, the madman, I have a bomb, and it's somewhere in the city, and if you don't meet my demands, kaboom. Although that's not super interesting, that is still the antagonist going, I have taken over your city. I have enacted my agency on it.
Mm-hmm.
You can decide what to do now, because if you do not, I will blow up the city.
Well,
right?
Take the one Batman movie with Joker and the two boats.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Dark Knight.
Yeah, whereas in...
He plays the gambling, the prisoner dilemma?
Yeah, yeah, where it's like, you know, blow up which boat, or if you reckon, you know, save this other person dies. And, I mean, that's a huge decision, and I think that was mm-hmm. One of the reasons the movie was so popular is because people, again, what would I do in that situation?
Yeah.
And I mean, if you have your people reading the book going, what would I do in this situation? And that means no matter what your character does, they're going to have an opinion as to what your character does. And if there's one thing that people like, it's making their opinions known on things they either like or don't agree. Hence why religion, sex, and politics are not welcome at the dinner table.
Any questions from the Peanut Gallery?
Peanut Gallery is just all ears these days.
Well, you said you didn't know much about agency.
Yeah, that's why I'm listening.
What do you still not know about agency?
I'm listening to you guys discuss it. Like, listening to you guys' examples and stuff. It's not that I don't feel strongly about this topic, because, I mean, it's a good topic. It's just something that I'm just like, I've never really thought about it that way and never really...
Again, I think a lot of it gets kind of covered up by character motivations and making sure your characters are driving the plot. And so it really kind of falls under that umbrella, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you have good characters and they're making... They're driving the plot. Generally, that also means they have agency.
Yeah.
It's just we don't usually talk about them having agency. We're just saying it was a character-driven plot or these sort of strong characters making decisions.
It's one of those things as you're reading a book, when you read any of the books from the library, or I'm reading any of my light novels, or you're reading... whichever you read. I don't know what you're reading right now.
Slush pile.
So yes, you especially. But it's one of those things where you almost have to, when you're picking up a work to read it, flip on that agency switch and just be aware as you're reading. And I think the more you're aware of it and the stuff you're reading, the more you're going to be aware when you write it.
Yeah.
I think one article I was reading was saying, as an exercise is trace, once you've written your story, trace it back. Like, because now you know... the resolution of the events, and you're like, okay, what caused this?
Mm.
Was it the character? No? Okay, what about this? And if you've done it right, it keeps coming back to your character. This happened because your character did this.
Mm.
And this happened because your character did this. And maybe if you're really lucky, the whole problem started because your character did this.
Yeah.
Right? And so write first, edit later.
Yeah.
You can always go back and go, how can I tweak this, turn it, twist it, and add more of that agency into the story?
Well, and again, that's one of the main things when you write your rough draft is usually you cut the first chapter, if not the first two chapters, because usually...
It's usually just set up and...
You started off at a bad place and nothing's happening and you...
That's my next point of what I'm getting sick of, and I wish I had more in my slush pile, was a story that hooked me from the beginning. That might be another podcast for another day. Just things I'd like to see more in my slush pile.
I think we could all talk about that.
I definitely think we could. good. More character agency.
But more character agency is definitely something that really shows me you have a strong grasp on your story. That I can follow a character. Your character's choices are pulling me into the story. I'm excited to see what they're going to choose next. And when I get to that conflict is resolved by that character's hands. Mm-hmm. Not they got there and went, oh no, what am I going to do? And then deus ex machina. It's like, ah. That's just one of the worst tastes in the back of your mouth, right?
Yeah, you don't have to tell me. But no, it definitely has to have... It's like building something with your hands. You feel so much better when you've completed it. I mean, one of the first things that my dad said to me when we bought our house was, he's like, you know, you make your house feel like a home. You fix things and you reno things. Mm-hmm. Because it's something that you've contributed time, sweat, and blood into. It's true. And in the case of the story, as you said, very much the case there, where you feel the ending is deserved of the character because they've sat there and they've made these decisions, they've pushed the plot, they've fought, you know, for this whatever resolution, be it a short story, a novel, a novella, whatever.
What stories have you guys read or recently delved into that you felt had really good agency?
Grimgar Fantasy and Grimgar Fire and Ash? Anyway, Grimgar. First, it came out with one season of anime, but... the light novels, I'm in the fourth one now. And the character agency is really good because primarily it centers around the party's leader, who is a thief class in this fantasy world. And pretty much everything that goes right or wrong with his party, he has had a decision in. And as a leader, it's really affecting how he makes his future decisions. And as people die... And he takes it upon himself because the reason they died was because he made a certain decision to take part in a certain thing when the party was split 50-50 and it was actually his deciding vote to do it. And the reason he did it was because there's a girl that he vaguely remembers from his past and he doesn't know what their connection is, but he's like, oh, you guys are doing this giant battle? We should do this giant battle too. And it ends up costing them greatly. Not too many spoilers there. But it was one of those things where you can see, and now as he struggles with the fact that it was his decision and his choice, that you're just like, yeah, I would be feeling like my friend or friends have died because I made this decision. And it's one of those things that, because it is kind of making a commentary on D&D campaigns and stuff like that, where, oh, a character dies, no big deal, we'll get a resurrection scroll, or we'll just make a new character. When it comes to the actual characters themselves, to be true characters, they are going to feel as if one of their party mates who they've been partying with for months has suddenly died. And it's going to carry a certain weight on them. And those who have experienced it before are going to have issues dealing with that kind of thing. But again, it goes back to, it's all because he has made certain decisions as to certain things that are going on to further the party or purely selfish or whatnot. And it all, as Ocean says, comes back to his decisions. And it makes it fascinating as him as a character to see where is he going to go with it and what's going to happen next. Because there are far better parties out there who seem cool and mysterious. And they're the best and his party's not. And they've been around the same amount of time as these other high level parties. And he's like, well, why aren't we there? But it also has to do with his decisions.
Cool.
See any good TV shows where it's like, that agency.
I'm sure if I think hard, there was a bunch in the Love, Death, Robots.
Yeah, Love, Death, Robots was actually really good.
You don't want to spoil it.
Nah, we don't want to spoil
it. Thank you.
I will say, in one of the many books that I'm currently reading right now, it's called Children of Blood and Bone. The main character, Zelie, I find myself kind of getting annoyed with her because she's a character who really pushes against the plot. It's like the plot set up to where her people were previously slaughtered in a genocide and she has the choice to, you know, just kind of do what a normal hero would do in these cases and just fight against it and go against it and be a rebel. But when it starts off, she really just wants to keep her head down. She does want to fight against the people who caused the genocide, but she doesn't want to do it so much at the cost of... She understands the real cost of it being possibly her dad or her brother or her village. So she's just like, whereas the plot's pulling her like, come on, you can fight this fight and you can go off on this very valiant journey. She's like, no, I kind of just want to live my regular life here. I just want to go to this market, sell this fish, and just mind my own business. And it's like every time there's a major function, she fights against it. And at first I found it annoying because I'm like, this girl is just fighting everything with it. Like, why are you fighting so hard against it? But then I realized she has a lot of agency. She's not one of those characters that's like, okay, I can just be pulled along by the plot and I'm going to act in accordance with the hero's journey because this is how it goes. She's like, no, I'm fighting. This is a character who is fighting to be their best self and not have the plot work on them. And I find that she's more memorable to me, despite kind of getting on my nerves, because she has so much agency. She has so much will to fight against what's going on and shape the story in a satisfying way.
Cool story, bro. Well, before we start rambling on.
Yeah, so we don't ramble on.
I don't know. I hope that gives everybody out there a good understanding of what agency is. What is agency to you? What are some good examples of agency that you've found? I just ask that when you write your stories or beta reading or critiquing other people's work, remember to think about agency, because it's one of those things that's actually so important to a story and so easy to overlook, like it was for us the first time. When you first learn about it or think about it or someone reminds you about it, you go, right, obviously this is something I should keep in my head.
Yeah.
And half the time you completely forget it's there.
As Kiri says, it's one of those things that you instinctually know when it's missing, but if you're not aware of it and you're not really making sure it's in your stories, you can really just not, your stories just won't be there.
I think one thing that you can ask yourself when you're looking to have agency in your story or have more of it is to ask, like, how is the character affecting the plot? Like, is the character just going along to get along with the plot, or are they actually making a stand according to their personality, their beliefs, etc.? And how is this molding the plot? If you find that your character as you're going along is just, the plot says that we should go left, and the character immediately goes left and doesn't question it and doesn't rail against it, then it's like, okay, you have an agency problem. But if you at least have the character that's like, why am I being asked to go left? I want to go right. I'm going to make a firm stand to go right. And it's like, yeah, now you've got agency down.
Part of the hero's journey.
Yeah.
Refuse the call.
Yeah. Refusal of the call.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. You can get a hold of us by either emailing us, fangsandfonts@gmail.com, or catch us on Twitter @fangsandfonts, or just reach out to us each individually. We love hearing from you guys. We love discussing our topics with everyone and hearing what you guys want to listen about, too.
We appreciate each and every one of you guys who take the time out of your day to listen to us. It means a lot to have people discuss the topics that we talk about and add their input. So please continue it, guys. Thank you very much for that.
Hear, hear.
Cool.
And
otherwise, yep. Have a great night.
Have a good weekend.
Have a good night. Bye.
Let you down. Never run around and just like smacking on you.